From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id. Here is the news read by Putri. First, the headlines. State-owned enterprises foster 204,609 micro, small, and medium enterprises actors, and government provides scholarship funds for 1,436 native Papuan students. Now the news in detail. Minister of State-Owned Enterprises, or SOEs, Erick Thohir, said that state-owned firms have fostered 204,609 micro, small, and medium enterprises MSMEs actors and have 195 trillion rupiahs to the state over the last 10 years. The contributions are in the forms of taxes, dividends, and others that have been used for people-centered government programs. He also said that the most important matter is that economic equality and balance can be achieved. Hence, the ministry had various programs, for instance, the Fostering the Prosperous Family Economy or MEKAR program, run by state-owned financial services company, PT Permodalan Nasional Madani or PNM, the development of the state-owned energy firm, PT Pertamina small-scale gas station Pertashop in 10,000 sites. The Papua Human Resources Development Agency, BPSDM, has distributed scholarship funds to 1,436 native Papuan students currently studying at 12 universities in the city and district of Jayapura. As disclosed on the Papua Provincial Government's official website that Antara News Agency quoted on Sunday, September 5th, the scholarship recipients are from poor families but they have good academic achievements. The scholarship scheme is provided for native Papuan students facing financial problems to complete their higher education. Some of the recipients are currently studying at such higher educational institutions as Cendrawasih University, Muhammadiyah University, Otto Geisler University, and Port Nambay College of Economics or STIE. The construction of a bypass road connecting Lombok International Airport and Mandalika Special Economic Zone in Central Lombok District, West Nusa Tenggara, has reached 90% completion. Head of West Nusa Tenggara's Public Works and Public Housing or PUPR office, Ridwan Shah, said on Sunday, September 5th, that the 17-kilometer road construction is targeted to be completed in September 2021, with a total budget of 800 billion rupiahs. By November, the road will commence operation. According to Shah, the Ministry of Transportation is in a bidding process for the provision of road signs and lighting. Let's move to the international news. Chief Minister Hasni Muhammad on Monday, September 6th, said the Singapore government will contribute more than 100,000 doses of the Pfizer BioNTech vaccine to Johor State. He also said that the state government has accepted 300,000 doses of Sinopharm vaccine donated by the United Arab Emirates. Mr. Hasni also expressed thanks to Mr. Hishamuddin Hussein, who is the former foreign minister, for his efforts in obtaining and facilitating the process to receive the vaccine. Mr. Hishammuddin is now Defense Minister in the cabinet led by Mr. Ismail Sabri Yaakob. The Chief Minister also said in the State Assembly that vaccines are a key component for Johor's exit strategy from the pandemic. Therefore, the state government has set a target of ensuring that 100% of its adult population will receive one dose of vaccine by September 16th and both doses by the third week of October. New Zealand reported 20 new cases of COVID-19 for a third day in a row on Monday, September 6, ahead of a decision on whether coronavirus restrictions would be eased in most of the country. All new cases were in Auckland, the epicenter of the current outbreak, and took the total number of infections to 821. The government is set to decide on Monday whether coronavirus restrictions enforced in the country will be eased. Nearly 500,000 doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine arrived in Australia overnight, officials said on Monday, September 6. The first batch of a swap deal with Britain that Australia is using to speed up its inoculation program. Australia is trying to contain a third wave of infections that has locked down its two major cities, namely Sydney and Melbourne, and its capital Canberra, putting more than half its 25 million population under strict stay-home restrictions. The federal government has pledged more freedom of movement once 70-80% of the population aged over 16 is vaccinated. The government agreed vaccine swap deals with Britain and Singapore last week for a total of about 4.5 million doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, double this month's supply. The last item. Senior Taliban officials met in Kabul on Sunday, September 5th, with the UN Undersecretary-General for Humanitarian Affairs, who promised to maintain assistance for the Afghan people, Taliban spokesperson Suhail Shaheen said. Mullah Abdul Ghani Baradar, head of the Taliban's political office, and other officials met Martin Griffiths as Afghanistan faces a potentially catastrophic humanitarian crisis caused by severe drought and a collapsing economy. Shaheen said the Taliban assured the UN delegation of cooperation and provision of needed facilities. The United Nations is expected to convene an international aid conference in Geneva on September 13 to help avert what UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called a looming humanitarian catastrophe. And listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Thank you.
has come from the Tokyo 2020 Paralympics. The Indonesian mixed doubles pair Hari Susanto, Leni Ratri Oktila won the SL3 and SU5 badminton gold medal on Sunday afternoon, September 5th, 2021. In the final match at Yoyogi National Stadium, Hari and Leni appeared very solid and managed to beat the French pair Lucas Mazur and Faustin Nol. The Indonesian mixed doubles pair successfully won in a straight set with a score of 23-21 and 21-17. For Leni Ratri, the gold medal from the mixed doubles is the second she has won at the World Sporting Event for People with Disabilities, which is still called the Tokyo 2020 Paralympics, although it was postponed to 2021 due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The day before, Leni Ratri won a gold medal when paired with Kalimatu Sadia in the women's doubles SL3 SU5 number. They managed to get a gold medal after defeating representatives of China, Cheng Hefang and Ma Huihui, with a score of 21-18 and 21-12. In addition to the two gold medals, Leni also won a silver medal from the women's singles SL4 number last Sunday, August 29th. The success of Leni Ratri and Halimatu Sadia became a new history for Indonesia's participation in the Paralympic badminton branch. Both of them were the first Indonesian badminton athletes to win the Paralympic gold medal. The success of the women's doubles also ended the 41-year wait to see Indonesian athletes win gold medals in the Paralympics. Previously, at the Tokyo 2020 Olympics last August, Indonesian women's doubles Gracia Poli and Apriani also created a new history of badminton. For the first time since badminton was competed at the 1992 Barcelona Olympics, Indonesian women's doubles won a gold medal. The good news for the gold medal from the badminton branch by the Indonesian women's doubles pair at the Tokyo 2020 Paralympics was appreciated by President Joko Widodo in his Instagram account at Jokowi, and a video call congratulated Leni Ratri Oktila and Halimatu Sadia. Meanwhile, Speaker of the Indonesian House Puan Maharani said that the victory of Ratri and Halimatu Sadia was the pride of all Indonesian people. She also expressed her deepest gratitude to both of them for making the Indonesia Raya national anthem heard on the world sports stage. Congratulations to the Indonesian team who fought in the Tokyo Paralympics. Hopefully, the achievements made today can be continued in the next international sporting events. That was commentary. Today in History starts with the event on September 6, 1968, the independence of Swaziland. Swaziland is a small country in southern Africa and is a landlocked country. It shares borders with Mozambique to the northeast and South Africa to the north, west, and south. Previously, Swaziland was a British protectorate where the British controlled the area after winning the Anglo-Boer War in 1903. At that time, Transvaal was the name of the small country. It was only on September 6, 1968, that Britain granted independence to Swaziland so that they could stand as a sovereign kingdom. Next event was in 1996. The bird of Mandar Talaud was found. The Mandar Talaud bird can only be found on Karakelang Island in the Talaud Islands Regency, North Sulawesi, which is the northernmost region of Indonesia. This shares a direct border with the Philippines. The bird was discovered on September 6, 1996. After careful observation and research, the Talaud Mandar was found to be a new bird species for the world of science. In an avian scientific journal, Folktale, the discovery was published worldwide, and the MZB 30,271 bird was given the scientific name Gymnocrax talaudensis. We end today in story with the event of September 6, 2007, Operation Orchard. Operation Orchard was an Israeli airstrike against an agricultural research center in Deir Ezzor, northern Syria, past midnight, September 6, 2007. According to a news report, this attack was carried out by the 69th Squadron of the Israeli Air Force IAF, consisting of F-15I, F-16, and an Allied aircraft, a total of 8 aircraft. The warplanes were equipped with AGM-65 Maverick missiles, 250-kilogram bombs, and external oil tanks. CNN initially reported that this attack targeted Hezbollah militants. On September 13th, the Washington Post said that U.S. and Israeli intelligence had obtained information about a nuclear facility being built in Syria with the help of North Korea, and that this target base was claimed to be a facility capable of making unconventional weapons. And listener, that's today in history.
Tak pernah terlintas menemukanmu, hangatkan dinginnya duniaku. Di setiap hari terasa indah, melebihi semua mimpi dan anganku.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, The next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia and United Arab Emirates have started negotiations on Indonesia-UAE Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, or IUAE-CEPA, to strengthen bilateral relations between the two countries. The Indonesian Minister of Trade, Muhammad Lutfi, at the launching ceremony in Bogor, West Java, last Thursday, September 2nd, said that these negotiations mark a new chapter in trade relations between the two countries. On this occasion, Indonesian Minister of Trade Muhammad Lutfi and the Minister of Foreign Trade of the United Arab Emirates, Thani bin Ahmed Al-Zayoudi, signed a joint statement on the launch of the IUAE-CEPA negotiations. Trade Minister Lutfi said this launch marked the start of the first round of Indonesia-UAE Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement negotiations, which were held from September 2nd to 4th, 2021. The two countries are committed to the Comprehensive Economic Agreement that will be completed within 1 year from its launch or in 2022. Muhammad Lutfi believes the IUAE-CEPA will be completed within 1 year because pre-negotiations have been carried out. In addition, the United Arab Emirates is also committed to signing the cooperation agreement immediately. According to Lutfi, there are three main things that make the Comprehensive Economic Agreement important for Indonesia and the United Arab Emirates. First, historically, it is Indonesia's first negotiation with a country in the Gulf region. For the United Arab Emirates, this is also the first negotiation with trading partners in Asia. Second, Indonesia and the United Arab Emirates, as the two main economic powers, need to strengthen cooperation so that they can complement each other. Third, the Comprehensive Economic Agreement is expected to be not only a collaboration between the government and the government, but also between business actors and the people of the two countries. Muhammad Lutfi emphasized that the IUAE-CEPA significantly encourages increased productivity, innovation, job creation, business collaboration, and contributes to poverty alleviation for both parties. Meanwhile, Minister Al-Zayoudi said bilateral relations between the United Arab Emirates and Indonesia have been going on for a long time based on close cultural ties. Both countries are also committed to enabling greater economic development and people's prosperity. He emphasized that the IUAE-CEPA will be the basis for a closer partnership for mutual progress by creating new opportunities, attracting greater investment and employment, and accelerating global economic recovery. And listener, that's my Indonesia for today.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
マスクを着用してCOVID-19の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。ワコウィンティカールバイルスCOVID-19ミンヒラリルティダイルアクニアビシャクリンサヒコナイヤヒミクン。ワコナアクムヤヒミミ。ランチェンチュエペイタイコウジョウイファンチュシンシンゴンジョンビンドゥフェイエンデチュアンボ。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Sekian lama terapung di sebuah pelayaran, mencari dermaga hati untukmu menepi. Sudahkah kau temui? Datanglah kepadaku, lihatlah aku di sini berlabuh-labuh. Hatiku beristirahatlah, sandarlah padaku, nikmatilah kasihku. Ku kan setia menemani, akulah yang kau cari. Terlalu lama sendiri, tak ada tujuan. Engkau butuh dermaga hati untukmu menepi. Sudahkah kau temui? Datanglah kepadaku, lihatlah aku di sini berlabuh-labuh. Di hatiku beristirahatlah, bersandarlah padaku, nikmatilah kasihku. Ku kan setia menemani, akulah yang kau cari. Kamu cari, datanglah kepadaku, lihatlah aku di sini berlabuh-labuh. Di hatiku beristirahatlah, bersandarlah padaku, nikmatilah kasihku. Ku kan setia menemani, akulah yang kau cari.
RRI Was Office, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now will present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. Listener, West Nusa Tenggara, especially Lombok, is an area that has beautiful beaches. One of them is Sekotong Beach, which is located in West Lombok Regency, West Nusa Tenggara Province. It has clear sea water, beautiful white sand, and amazing nature, which is still untouched by air, water, or land pollution. So Sekotong Beach with small hills is really natural. Climbing the hills will be fun. In addition, you can see the beautiful sunrise and sunset on the hills. Some people say that traveling to Lombok is not perfect if not watching the sunrise and sunset on Sekotong Beach. Sekotong Beach is also a paradise if you are lovers of underwater beauty, because this beach has coral reefs that are rarely touched and still natural. So it is not surprising that Sekotong Beach has an amazing underwater view with intact corals and diverse underwater inhabitants. Calm waves, breezy wind, and fine white sand are like a reception for every tourist who comes. The green trees that line up neatly along the beach add to the beauty of Sekotong Beach. On this beach, you can also enjoy a sun bath to your heart's content. For those of you who have a hobby of photography, Sekotong Beach has many beautiful spots. Guaranteed you will not be disappointed to see the results. The beach atmosphere is not crowded with visitors, making you feel at home playing with the waves. Many corals along the coast also make this beach very unique and interesting. The Sekotong Beach area in West Lombok is a complete tourist destination because there are many hotels with all the facilities and of course with various prices. It only takes about 2 hours by motor vehicles from Mataram City to arrive at Sekotong Beach. Apart from going through Mataram, this beach can also be reached from the Nusa Penida Harbour by chartered boat. The trip from Nusa Penida to Sekotong Beach takes 3 hours. Well, listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawin tiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bishaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmikum.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Rintik demi rintik membasahi muka bumi saat itu penuh dengan payung seketika jas hujan dicari-cari semua orang inginkan teduh. Hujan
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is about kerja dari rumah, which means work from home. So stay tuned. Here is the conversation entitled Punya Nomor Ponselnya, which means, do you have his phone number? This dialogue happens when Kevin calls Mela. He asks the phone of number of his workmate. Let's listen to the conversation.
Mel, punya nomor ponsel Pak Indra tidak?
Punya.
Boleh aku minta?
Baik, nanti akan saya kirim.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of today. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Punya, punya, which means have. Nomor ponsel, which means phone number. Tidak, tidak, which means no. Tidak punya, which means don't have. Boleh, boleh, which means can. Minta, minta, which means ask. Nanti, nanti, which means later. Akan, akan, which means will. Kirim, kirim, which means send. Sudah diingatkan, which means have been reminded. Punya nomor ponsel Pak Indra tidak? Punya nomor ponsel Pak Indra tidak? Which means, do you have Mr. Indra's cell phone number? Boleh aku minta? Boleh aku minta? Which means, can I ask? Nanti akan saya kirim. Nanti akan saya kirim. Which means, I will send it later. Catatan rapat. Catatan rapat. Which means, minutes of meeting. Tadi siang. Tadi siang. Which means, this afternoon. Apakah kamu mempunyai catatan rapat tadi siang? Apakah kamu mempunyai catatan rapat tadi siang? Which means, did you have minutes of the meeting this afternoon? In the dialogue, you hear a sentence, punya nomor ponsel Pak Indra tidak? Punya nomor ponsel Pak Indra tidak? Which means, do you have Mr. Indra's phone number? In daily speech, a question which ends with tidak, tidak, or not, and have a high tone in the end, is an expression to know if someone has or does something or not. In the dialogue context between Mela and Kevin, Kevin wants to know if Mela has Mr. Indra's phone number or not by asking, punya nomor ponsel Pak Indra tidak? Punya nomor ponsel Pak Indra tidak? Which means, do you have Mr. Indra's phone number? Another question that you can use is, apakah kamu mempunyai nomor ponsel Pak Indra? Apakah kamu mempunyai nomor ponsel Pak Indra? Which means, do you have Mr. Indra's phone number? Let's listen to the other examples to know if someone has something or not. Punya catatan rapat tadi siang tidak? Punya catatan rapat tadi siang tidak? Which means, do you have minutes of the meeting this afternoon? Punya, punya, which means, yes I do. Apakah kamu mempunyai catatan rapat tadi siang? Apakah kamu mempunyai catatan rapat tadi siang? Which means, do you have minutes of the meeting this afternoon? Tidak punya, tidak punya, which means, no I don't. In daily speech, the sentence is usually short and relatively incomplete. However, the speakers already know the context. For example, kamu punya nomor Pak Indra tidak? Kamu punya nomor Pak Indra tidak? Which means, do you have Mr. Indra's number? The word number in the sentence is actually unclear yet. But because the context is known, the speakers usually already understand that what the speaker means is phone number. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Mel, punya nomor ponsel Pak Indra tidak?
Punya.
Boleh aku minta?
Baik, nanti akan saya kirim.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Senja selalu sempurna, seperti kisahku dan dia. Saling menatap tapi jarang, dia membisu. Sayur
senja sudah tidak se
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener Music Corner for today presents a keroncong song entitled Bandung Selatan di Waktu Malam by Gina Sadeli. The song Bandung Selatan di Waktu Malam was composed by Ismail Marzuki with beautiful lyrics like a poem. As an old song, it is still easy listening until now. This song describes the beauty of South Bandung at night in the full moon with the unforgettable story. Well, listener, here is Gina Sadeli with the song Bandung Selatan di Waktu Malam. Enjoy!
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
From Indonesia.
mencintai selalu hingga akhir aku.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safiri Adalah. See you on the next English program.